there was a prison break, and I saw a midget climb up the fence. Yeah. As he jumped down, he sneered at me, and I thought, that's a little condescending.
These are excellent puns.
Reverse engineered.
Where are you
they?
Finding these? Oh, I'm loving these.
No, my secret stash.
All right, your secret stash. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, no, then, I just I
there's
type
another
in
one.
Crap.
And we'll start the show. this is good warm up material.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
Little condescending.
That's great. So good. Wonderful.
Oh, one more, Paul. He's laughing makes me laugh.
Did you hear about the new corduroy pillow? They're making headlines everywhere.
It's the TSW After Dark Side podcast from Talk Star Wars. Get down with your bad self.
That's reasonably ridiculous.
I've got to keep up for later. Yeah, I'm going to be thinking of
that. Some of these are amazing.
Oh, goodness me. It's just so funny. But we're not recording. Right, here we go.
That's groaning at least.
The best Andy jokes, and we didn't get them on tape.
The midget fortune teller who kills his customers is small, medium, and large. Hey, I don't get it.
A small, medium, and large.
That's a pun. Oh, at large. Yeah.
That's a pun. They're good puns, but they're not anti jokes. Anti jokes are ones that I'll read you.
I didn't say I was looking up anti jokes.
Are they anti puns?
No, they're puns. They're good puns. What kind of bear has no teeth? There we go, that's a simple one.
A gummy bear.
Any kind, as long as they have no teeth.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I like my answer much better.
Yeah. What? So I've just read one that makes no sense at all. Hello there.
Hello there, my little friend.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, mate. I return.
Return of the Mac.
You knew that I'd be back.
Yeah, you were on last week.
Yeah, I was late, but I was on, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was having train bothersome issues. I can't remember what the problem was, to be honest. The trains were bastard.
Oh, I see. Yeah, what caused that?
Yeah, it was the morning train. That's it. The morning train was knackered, so I had to leave late anyway, and then the evening train was also knackered.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
It's unreal. I don't necessarily, you know, I don't think there's any better solution than, I mean, obviously I'm not going to be able to walk there any quicker, but...
No.
You know, that's the thing, is there's no, like, you know, the coaches are too, it take even longer. So it's just, it would be redonkulous to...
Redonkulous.
Redonkadonk.
Redonkadonks.
Yep, this is it. Just there you go. Just popped a photo of Lampy in the VIP group. That'll keep him busy. that'll keep those SLBs busy.
Do a share screen.
So I phoned them up to get it sorted, and they were good as gold. Talked me through it. Managed to get it done in 10 minutes before I was able. You know, managed to get it done before I got on the train, so I didn't have to phone them back to lose signal. And yet, sometimes I phone them, and they're useless as a box of over lollipop.
Yeah, that's
sorry Paul, that was a weird time to enter. Do apologize. Oh my,
I got, was it box of what?
Over lollipop.
Yeah, it's probably best that you didn't pick up on it altogether.
I'm fine. No, yeah, that's okay. Why is the show notes just got all blurry? Goodness me, is there three thingy things tonight?
Three thingy things.
Oh, man.
Time to put the old notice in, mate. We're hit the big time.
Some questions and some notes and some pictures.
What's that thing with a weird head?
That's me, mate.
What?
Yeah, no, that, I'm looking on the other page.
This oh, that's still me.
That's an alien.
That's kind of cool, actually. He looks like a standard. He looks like just a regular good old grey in there.
Yeah, that's good, right? Looks very, very good. And we've got some other artwork as well over here. Let me just make sure that this is in the right place.
Yeah, Apple desktop.
Yeah. I thought you meant this, my face.
Got some poster art there, some poster art there, and some
speaking of art, how cool is this? So I bought it for Jen for her birthday. It's a world map that you scratch off the places you've been.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Do they smell awesome, of the local food?
I wish. God, we went probably to Portugal, I just smell like pork. It'd be great. No, they do like magnetic ones where you can just put like magnets on it. But yeah, the scratch off one.
No, really?
I know, right? It's good. I was as surprised as you. Just to say, not very.
I like the
idea. That map's wrong anyway. I've been arguing with a lot of flat earthers lately, and that's completely wrong, that map.
But to be clear, Paul, it's just a depiction. It's not actually, like, it's not, the flatness of it is not, because you can't get a globe on the wall very easily. That's all it is.
Why not?
Blue tack.
Well, it's just a defeatist attitude I have, Paul.
Big time. Noted.
I'm sure there's a body of water that can be facing the wall, so as not to upset anybody.
To be fair, it wouldn't rock the boat.
We bought some off.
Right.
Oh, next hang on. Did I have a joke for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've already told. An anti-joke?
I've told you guys the one I found recently. I keep forgetting I was on last week, but not for all of it. But it throws me off.
I have very, very little After Dark Side material.
Okay.
For this month, very little. So we're going to need to get some anti-jokes in at some point.
Okay. I will see what I
can do. The Diana Ross joke is not... It's
not coming. You still very hard. It's too long.
No, it's an in-person joke. It's up to you. I can make it last 4 minutes. I've actually made it last 45 minutes.
Ooh, Mark.
It's that kind of joke. I mean, to be honest, you get the intro... And then the punchline, you can do what you want in the middle.
Right.
If that makes sense. So,
I'll go for dinner.
You could go for dinner. You could go and read Tolstoy.
Let's go on Reddit. It's always a good one. See, is there like a... They filter on the word long. Oh, my.
Long joke. You're going to have to go single screen on these.
God, if we're
sharing, the thing, or send me some notes. Because if you want me to read this out, that's a bit. It's a bit small.
It's just small for your Paul.
I can go a bit. I can go a bit larger.
No, you made it even smaller.
Oh, look at that.
Oh no, you made it too small.
Hang on. That's better. No, that's good.
That's really
and
good.
And Rob got smaller too, which is double whammy.
Always a plus.
I didn't realise it would stack the comment section like that.
Show me the money, Miss Moneypenny.
It's going to be the terrible Connery impression.
Junior.
Oh, no, let's... No, go on, Mark. Let's hear yours.
Junior.
Everybody does as Connery in some shape or form.
Varying degrees of success.
Some shape or form. As long as you keep using Esh, you'll get away with it.
That's right.
You can definitely get by.
So we picked up some... it's been a really good week this week for...
we got to read it.
For Talk Star Wars. Great, great with the reviews. I mean, 2 out of 3 serious reviews. And one
I only discovered today that the new writer for Scoobies, the guy that did the Cursed Child screenplay.
Yes, that's right,
quite something, because that is getting ridiculous rave reviews.
Yeah.
Horrendously amazing rave reviews. So
she's weird, because Jen read the book and she said she wasn't that taken with it at all.
It's the play.
She's a big Potter person.
The play that's like 18 months booked in it or something.
Yeah,
it takes place over 2 nights.
You have to watch it 2 parts. It's really popular. I mean, maybe it's very good performed. Maybe it loses something for being transcribed purely. But yeah, it's just,
We just finished watching all the Potter films, actually. One came on a couple of weeks ago, and it was raining. It was a Saturday. It was absolutely chucking it down. So we just said, let's just, put the TV on and just stop
eating.
Yeah,
man, that's just veg. Just
veg. And so Potter came on, and I was like, oh, brilliant. And then straight afterwards, I said to her, let's watch the next one. Because I've got them all in iTunes anyway. So,
Apple TV.
I just started binging them. And we just finished The Deathly Hallows this week.
Part one, I was I actually liked part one in some ways better than part two, even though part one was a plodder.
Yeah, I really liked it, though.
Part one was a typical Joe Johnston intro, wasn't it? So
they did such a good...
This was contrived. It was contrived lines and all sorts, wasn't it? So,
what do you mean?
I suppose the lines came from her, part one. Surely.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about Harry Potter part one.
Oh, no, not...
No, I'm talking about Deathly Hallows.
No, Deathly Hallows. Chris Columbus as well, Paul, you're thinking of.
Was it?
Was it? Of course, Joe Johnston. No, it was Chris Columbus, you're right.
Chris Columbus.
Oh, Philosopher's Stone, yeah.
Atrocious written.
David Yates did the last four, I think, didn't he?
David Yates
that sounds
did a
right.
Damn yeah. good job as well.
Alfonso Cuarón did the Prisoner of Azkaban.
He did the Azkaban, which, to be honest, I enjoyed the kind of gloomy nature
That was my most favourite one story-wise, but there was a lot of directing tricks he relied on too heavily that I didn't enjoy, and they kind of brought me out of it a bit, like using the, what's it called? The iris lens in places where it doesn't make sense. Mm. People don't open their eyes like fucking cameras. They don't. Nobody flicks a switch on the side of Potter's poxy head. It's like, oh, look, let's open up his apertures and see what's happening. Like, bollocks.
Oh, apertures.
Yeah, I learned it today. Somebody told me about it in the camera shop.
Rob, you in a bad mood?
What?
Did you find any?
It's been a tough week.
Jokes?
No.
They're all quite short, though. I haven't found any good long ones. Boom.
Oh, and no, that's supposed to happen.
Back, baby.
Well, let's get stuck into it, and maybe an anti joke will pop up in the break.
Hello, mate.
Oh, Mark, you all right?
Yeah, yourself.
Yeah, I'm all right. Just looking for my headset. Hang on.
Okay, mate.
You all right? What have you been up to?
Yeah,
not bad. Oh, I'm getting a lot of feedback.
I'll wait till you got your headphones back.
Yeah, all right,
mate.
Is that better?
I think so,
Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better, mate. Yeah. How are you? All right?
All right, yeah, not bad. But you been all right?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Been.
Where's Rob? Rob coming on?
He will be on, yeah. He was on the Facebook Live, so he will be jumping on, I'm sure. Paul's doing campings.
Camping it up.
Oh, we got a new... there's been loads of news coming out the past sort of 24 hours about Last Jedi.
Yeah, I saw on IGN there was 8 things about... And I didn't look at it because I thought, I'll wait until tonight. But 8 Easter eggs or something? 8 secrets of the Last Jedi or something?
Right.
I don't know. I'll have a look. Comfortable.
There's loads. There's
I just
loads
saw
of
it
stuff.
Today.
I'm just reading up now on Benicio del Toro's character.
Is it true that who's that guy that was in Men in Black 3?
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin told James Cameron he didn't want to be an Avatar.
Oh, really?
You heard about that?
No.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Because he really wanted it. Kept saying, you know, really move it. And Josh Brolin said, no, I don't want to be an Avatar. And that, how many times do I have to tell you kind of thing? And then James Cameron will be angry at him.
Oh, that's a bit of a breakup there, Steve.
I fucking scratched my screen.
Oh, no, did you?
My new iPad Pro.
Only a
little one.
I hate them. What was it, mate? What caused it?
But no, so I've had a cloth between the screen and the keyboard. Yeah, I've been so careful.
You only need to get something under that cloth, don't you? Hello, Rob. You all right, mate?
Yeah. Hello. I don't notice you were like, I hate... Oh, hang on, he's here.
No, we do hate you.
I had a piece of salt get between my screen and the screen protector.
Oh,
and that's sucks. And that scratched the screen.
Yeah, easily done.
Yeah,
what, on your Pro?
On my Pro, yeah.
Why do you have a screen? I don't like the screen.
It's the screen.
They make the screen look weird.
No. The screen. Sorry. The like the keyboard that flaps.
Closed. Yeah.
The smart cover.
Yeah, but it's
what Apple executive got away with that shit? It's like 4:45 on a Friday afternoon. It's just like, Barry, have you got something for this meeting? It's like, I've only designed half the fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Go, it's fine, we're Apple. Yeah, he goes in and everybody just claps.
They are tough, in fairness. They are very tough, but I must have got a bit of grit or sand or something. And it's all right. I've rubbed it with my finger till I've most of it out.
Yeah.
But mirror...
Steve, we've got this new thing of reading anti-jokes before we record.
Paul doesn't seem to... anti-jokes are the one... I'll read you one.
Paul had a great sight last week with puns, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He didn't understand what anti-jokes were.
No.
Three guys are on a deserted island. They need help because they're running out of food.
The great one was... Steve, did you hear the After Dark Side? The one where you popped up because you were on holiday on Lake Ontario, wasn't it?
When we
called Jason. Did you hear that After Dark Side? Because there was a cracking joke in that.
I didn't know. What was it?
It was genie. It was the genie joke. I think.
Yeah.
You should just go and seek out that episode and just listen to the first 5 minutes because the new structure of the After Dark Side. There's a cold open. Or just us talking, and then the anti jokes came out. Oh, it's absolutely hilarious!
Yeah, I'll have to listen to it. So, what's the island one? I don't get that.
That's the point.
Yeah,
it's just a statement of fact.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right?
Yeah, you expect it. Like the one last week was a horse walks into the bar, and the barman says, "Why the long face?" And the horse says, "So I can see predators when I'm grazing."
just, an evolutionary thing.
Yeah, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
You should do a bear walks into a bar and says, "Can I have a Jack Daniels, a Diet Coke, and a bottle of whiskey, please?" Sure, you can, but why the big pause?
Now, that's a proper joke.
And then the bear would say, "Because it helps me catch salmon."
No, that's an
that's kind
joke.
Of a mix. That's a weird one. Because it's like, I don't know.
It's a joke and the...
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything in there. Here we go. Yeah. Why doesn't the creationism theory hold water?
It's not a cup.
There you go. Not a bucket, it's not a bucket.
Is that what it is?
The answer is not a bucket, yeah.
Genius. So good.
Oh, I like it.
So, so good.
Bucket.
Yeah. Can you see the screen?
Yep.
What game do elephants play if you put them in a mini? You can't. You'd never fit an elephant in a mini.
That's it. He's right. Yeah, yeah. The jokes now.
Yeah, I was born to make anti-jokes.
There's some truth. There's some truth in there. Oh, that's very good. Do you want to see some of these pictures from EW's coverage this week once we get through all this listening?
EW?
Jen's made the best muffins ever.
Oh, I love Jen's muffins.
Oh, my God. These are salted caramel cupcake.
Oh,
nice. Can I nick one up to Mark?
Yes, I'm only up the road. Come on, Jen.
He's dead. Go. It's your drive up there for you. Take him a cupcake up there. It'd be funny because you can come in halfway through the episode.
Yeah, you'll be on one end of the call, and then a couple of minutes later, you'll be on the other end.
What do you mean you can't see him? Not look at him. Think about how crestiness he is without a cupcake.
You might not like
them. Those cupcakes are like jizz.
I'm not sure
if
that.
If you're a jizz to a prostitute.
Oh, God, this one's a bit dark. I've just found another one in these anti-jokes. What's black, heavy, and can't swim?
I don't know.
A morbidly obese black man.
Oh dear.
It's horrible.
It's like, how many chauvinists does it take to change a light bulb? None. Let the cook in the dark.
Jesus Christ.
That might be a misogynist you're talking about.
Yeah.
How many feminists does it take to change the light bulb?
Oh, God.
Two. One to change the bulb and one to suck my...
Jesus Christ. All right.
Steve, I felt really dirty laughing at that.
What screams? I used to be a bully at elementary school.
Go on.
A former elementary school bully. How many blondes does it take to tell? How many blondes does it take to screw in a light bulb joke?
Don't know, go on.
One. You could do it with more, but you don't really need them.
Dear me. They're just genius, aren't they?
This is the one from last time, Mark. Steve will get a kick out of this one. What's green, fuzzy, has four legs, and will kill you if it falls out of a tree?
Come.
Pool table.
Pardon me. What do we think of these images?
Porgs, baby.
What's black and white and red all over?
Oh, he's still on the anti-jokes. Go on.
Oh, God.
What's
black and white and red? No, it's something that's black and white and covered in red.
All right. I feel like the imagination's left these a bit. I feel like you've stopped trying some time ago. Also on these jokes.
You should say something that's black and white, then paint it completely red afterwards.
Actually, Rob, did you get that URL link I sent you with the tweet in the other day?
No.
I sent something on Messenger. It's the URL tweet. So if you can click a URL...
Yeah,
make it a short link,
right?
And then it opens up a pre-composed tweet.
Oh, okay. Do you need me to test this, or is this just?
I've tested it. It's just up to you about the language. I can send you the template for it, so you can modify it. But Steve, I thought it might be useful for you for your happy tats.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
It's like a piece of code almost, and. Mm. Basically, what it does is when you it becomes a URL because of the way the code is, the HTML is formatted, and when you click on it, it opens up somebody's. Like if I clicked on your link, it would open up my Twitter account and prepare a tweet that I can then just click send on, and you can build into it whatever you want. So if you wanted, if you wanted something that promoted Happy Tats, and you wanted to put a URL in the description of your video.
Yeah,
people could scroll down the comments in your video or the description, the info in your video, and click on it. It'll open up their Twitter account and send a tweet for you.
Mm.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a good promotional tool.
So you don't have to do share Twitter.
You just click that link and it does it.
All they need to do then is send it.
I might stick something like that in the end of the YouTube versions of podcasts.
Yeah, it's a really good...
Just be
good.
Like, I'm on board or something.
So how do you set it up?
I'll show you. Hang on, let me just open up my notes and see if this...
I can't find this message, Mark. Are you sure it's me you sent it to? Are you sure it's not nobody?
I'm just having a look for... No, I wonder where I sent that to then. What did I do with that then?
Not sure. Like I say, it's definitely not been sent to me. The last thing you sent to me was our conversation about the... weekend.
Yes. Yeah, let me have a look.
There's no need to say any more than that.
URL tweets.
Does Steve know about it all?
No.
Presume not.
No.
No.
Know about what?
Exactly.
Copy.
When we're not recording, Steve, I'll tell you.
I don't think we're recording, are we?
Don't know, are we?
Yeah, and after that. So, Rob, try that.
Oh.
All right. Oh, in the messenger here. Okay.
Yep.
Where does it go when... Hang on. This sharing screen thing is confusing me. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I did try and move something on Mark's screen a minute ago.
Yeah, that's been happening everywhere.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Have you clicked it open?
Yeah. So,
Steve, if you click that link in messages now and see what it does.
I'm scared. Oh, yeah. Click on that. Oh. What? iMessage? Oh, or in Skype. Oh, I'm getting confused now by the whole...
Yeah, in the Skype message, Steve. Let me just change the colour of some of the fonts.
So, Sterling, what's your font?
Why did I send you a picture of me holding a USB adapter? What was that for?
I have no idea.
What am I doing with this link, Mark? Yeah.
Just click it.
It's asking me to sign into Twitter.
There you it go. Will do.
Yeah, but I'm already signed into Twitter on this iPad.
Apparently not.
Yeah, because I've got Twitter. I'm tweeting. I don't know my password. But I'm surprised it doesn't know I'm in Twitter already. That's weird. So what would that do if I logged in and tweet? It would just tweet.
Send a tweet.
It would tweet the word. Which one? Oh, the one that's in that link would do. Are you permanently teenaged? If so, get your ass over to emotionally14.com.
Yeah.
And so hashtag what bit in, scene. What bit in there does the tweet?
I love your template, Mark. Text.
Yeah.
I just want to just paste that.
On my, that would confuse. You see on my notes there, it has all in red, so I can go in and edit it really quickly.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then with everything else I've built short URLs with analytics linked to them so I can see if they're performing and how often they're taken advantage of.
You're not wrong there, lass.
You said screw. Denny. Okay.
You said scrote.
Ooh. Shall I stop this recording and start another one?
Yeah, sure.
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Find us at starwarscommonwealth.com alongside
the Tumbling Saber Podcast,
the Generation X-Wing Podcast,
the TSW Roundtable,
the Skyhoppers Podcast,
and the Nerd Room Podcast.
Head to StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first steps into a larger world.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.